talking today to Mr. Reclay about his days in baseball. Mr. Reclay, how long have you been playing baseball and been involved in it?
Ever since I've been 12 years old.
How long is that?
I'd be about approximately 46 years.
You played when you were younger, then?
I'd do anything, yes. We had kids, we got some of our kids together, and we went around and played at a team like ball. Just picked up kids in the summer leagues and played ball.
So you didn't have an organized league, it was just...
No, not at that time, no. Back in 52, there's something for us to do, that's what we did. But in high school, when we had ball in high school, we played in the league.
So, you played for New Wilmington High School?
New Wilmington High School, right.
How'd you do there?
Well, we always had good teams in New Wilmington. Because we're a farm town, and we had nothing else to do but play baseball. We didn't work in a farm during the summer months.
Now, you're involved in baseball now. You coach a team?
Mercer Post 159 American Legion, 16 to 18-year-old kids. Approximately 6 years I've been coaching the Legion.
Who do you play against, locally or?
Local teams, okay. You have Hickory, Middlesex, Greenville, Grove City, Barrel. We played against Quad A Newcastle. They came into our league last year, which was one of Lawrence, Mercer County, and Shenango, which picked up four schools in Lawrence County.
You had mentioned to me over the phone when I called you that your son was involved with coaching with you, helping you.
Yes, he helped start it last year along with Bill Cameron that works at George Jr. Republic. He helps me in baseball the last few years. They've all both been big help. One person can't handle 18 kids, 16, 18 years old. You gotta have coaches to help out.
How old is your son?
23.
He's not much older than the kids you coach?
No, just approximately about 5 years older than the kids we have on the ball team.
Do they have an easier or tougher time following his directions?
Well, it was tougher for them to listen to him when he told them something to do or help them out because they felt that he was much older than them. They didn't do just as much. Scott did have 4 years of college over these kids in football and baseball, so he did have a lot more experience, which it was hard for them to take just because of the age difference or whatnot.
How's your team doing?
Well, last year we were 16-2. We were favored to win the league, but we didn't do it. This year we come back with everybody and we won the Lawrence Mercer County Championship this year.
Wow.
We had a real good year. That's all. I worked hard to win the championship. So did the kids. It took us 3 years to win this. These teams are rough. They're quad A schools, double A schools. We're not that big of a. We don't even have a high school team in Mercer. That's what beats you. You know, we don't have a high school team. It's just kids who want to play baseball.
How do you go about getting the kids involved?
Well, to get them involved, this is summer baseball. I involved Mercer area and Lakeview, which I have an area which the Legion has an area we can pick kids from. We have one kid from Greenville that couldn't make the other teams because their roster was full, so he could come over and play in in Mercer County, in Mercer Legion team. And we just go around and scout kids when they're playing high school ball. Like I went to Lakeview and I picked, I'm allowed so many ball players from different areas. I have to take some from Mercer, means it's a Mercer sponsored team. And we just went over and picked five kids from Lakeview each year. They come over and play. They're allowed to play 3 years, 16 and 18, depending if they're 15. But I don't usually, I let them stay in senior division. That's how we get our team lined up and play ball in the summer months.
How many hours do you put in?
Well, during a week, okay, you have your spring baseball. We have to wait till high school's over because the high school kids cannot come out and practice with the Legion because of WPIL. They get into playoffs and it's again our season starts approximately, our season starts, depending what teams, like Lakeview's been in the playoffs, I can't have them kids practice, but we start practice around about March to get ready for our June 1st games. Our games are scheduled in June. So it takes too much to get the kids round up to practice and in shape to get them going.
So it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, it takes, we only get the field 3 days a week because there's other teams in the division. So we have we get the field on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. And we usually stay in practice when we first start out, 3 to 4 hours to get in shape.
When are the games usually set up?
Well, we start our league in June. June 1st is our first game, and we end it around about August 1st. We got an 18-game schedule, and we have the playoffs. We have our own playoffs to see who goes to the regionals, because we made regionals down in Elko.
Okay. You mentioned your son. How else is the other members of your family involved in helping you?
Okay. First start with my wife. She gets the roster filled out. And kids' height, weight, what they've got left or right, that has to go in. Has to fill out and turn in a cert time before the game is scheduled to Harrisburg. My daughter's involved. After we do get everything, after that's done, we get the season going. Like our games could be called off due to rain or something like that. She takes the phone calls because we all have to. My wife works, I work, Scott works. And someone has to take the calls and get hold of ball players at cancellation because we have ball players that travel 18 miles just to come to Mercer and play ball. That's involves my whole family, really.
So it's like a home team.
It's like the family team,
yeah.
Really. Because everybody knows my wife, my daughter. My daughter's went to school with these kids. They're at her age now. And so it involves a family when you get into Legion. That'd be about the only, I'd say, any coach involved in sports. They have to be the Legion, be the only one or senior division where the family's involved when you have kids that age.
During your years in coaching, is there any special event or occasion that you can remember or experience that you'll never forget?
Yes, it'd be the playoff game this year. We already had one loss. We were in our second game. We were losing 10 runs going in the last half of the seventh inning. And at the time, we were down, like I said, 10 runs. But at the time, we were two outs, and the game was tied. And it was getting dark. The umpires called time and called both coaches. If this game ends in a tie, we'll have to play it again tomorrow. Well, I had my pitcher was Quinn Priester, who played at the time, and it was two outs, like I said, and he said that, well, the game's going to end after we get started here, because I'm going to hit it over the right field fence. The pitcher did the team laugh, the umpires laughed, the other coach. He says, well, let's play ball. Well, he did. He put it out over the fence. That wasn't the only game he put it. Another game he ended the game. Where he called a shot. So that has to be in all the years of coaching. When you have a kid who can call a shot like that and go on and help you pitch and hit us into the championship game and win it for you, that's something. That kid I'll remember, and that was the 2-3 games I'll remember the rest of my life.
Good. Who have been some of your baseball heroes, past and present?
Present would be Barry Bonds, plays for the Giants. Past would be Bill Mazeroski when I was in the Army. I remember hitting a home run in the ninth inning in the 1960 World Series to beat the Yankees to win the World Championship.
Barry Bonds played for Pirates, didn't he?
Right, played for the Pirates. So there was enough money there, so he went where the money is at, and so his dad was helping San Francisco, so that's where he went. It's all money today.
Yeah. Speaking of money, what do you think of the players? What do you feel about them striking this past year?
I believe they're getting enough money. I believe you play at Sedan get $10-12 million to play baseball compared to what Larry Doby and the old time players and Ralph Kiner played for pennies. I believe they're getting enough money. I don't believe they need any more money.
How do you think it's affected the kids today, I mean, those are their heroes, they look up to them. Do you think that this strike is going to affect the way they look at them now?
Well, I believe the kids are going to look at it this way now. You know, baseball, football, basketball is all a sport. You played because you had fun, you played the sport, it was not money. Now the kids get the idea, they're going to get the same idea. I'm not going to play unless I get big bucks too. I think it's going to ruin the outlook as far as kids going from college and in the professional. They do miss it. There's very few around here do, but they're going to look at it. I'm not going to play just because I'm having fun in the sport of it. I want the money. The money's going to be the big, the dollar side's going to be the big change in the young kids getting out of college. I think that's my opinion.
So you said it's going to ruin the game.
I think it gives the young kids a poor image of the professionals. It's like I said, kids like to play. They figured Barry Barnes playing because they love to play baseball. No, I think they're playing because they love the money. That's my point.
Okay. How do you think personally how baseball has affected your life?
Well, I raised two kids. I have a boy, 23. I never had any problems with him while he was in school, going to college, 4 years of college. And then when I get some of the kids, or you get all kinds of kids. I mean, when you pick a high school team, I mean, a collegiate team like this, you get different. Some will listen, some won't. And it's hard to be a parent and know your kids almost the same age, and yet you tell them what to do. You look at you have kids that deny you, just say, you can't do this, you can't do that to me, I'm not going to do it. Well, it's hard to just to tell some of the kid and teach another kid, well, you're going to have to listen to me if you don't play ball for me. I have strict rules. And you do have kids that fight you. That's the hardest part of coaching is that age bracket, 16 to 18, because they're right in the stage right now. They're in high school, they're ready to get out of high school, they're a little cocky, and nobody's going to tell me what to do. They listen almost all over.
You've run into some trouble kids, and have you helped them out, do you think?
I think that my son, Bill Campbell, my other coach, the kids, when we first had them, when they first came up, they didn't want to listen. I thought he's never going to ever have a ball team. But as you have them for one season, they learn that when you set your rules, you mean business. They looked up to us, and we feel good that we never had any problem. And none of our kids I've ever coached in this Legion, I don't think has ever been in any trouble after they've been out of Legion ball. I think they grew up fast playing these ball because we played against better teams and kids their own age, and we've traveled, and they learned to get along with other people and coaches because I've teach them to be good sportsmen.
Do you think sports, like baseball team sport, help them further in their lives? Do you think that's a big help whenever they get out of school and go on to work? You know, sometimes team play is better.
Well, I think it helps anybody involved in sports. You meet different people. You play against different people. And to be a good sportsman, I think they've got to jump on other kids that don't, they're not in sports. They don't get to meet the people that play or be competitive. And learn to lose, and it's nice to win, but you've got to learn how to lose. And I think it gets them ready for life. But they want a college, and they're looking to get out and make big bucks. And you get out of college, like my boy, for example, he's 4 years of business. He didn't get a job. Now he's working a mill. But they have to look forward to the good part and the bad part. Sooner or later, if they understand it, I think they take it better than the kids when they're in sports. They'll take it better and get some ready for their jobs after they're out of college.
They become good sports.
They meet a lot of people. They meet other kids. It's not from their own hometown. They travel, they meet other kids. They learn what other kids are like, and they look at themselves. They look at those kids and how they act. They look at us. My ball team, my kids have always been fun. We lost. We never wanted to fight. We shook hands, and we learned to live with it. Yeah. And that's the way it's going to be when you get out of college. You take up something. If you don't get the job, you just can't go out and be down on yourself. You got to look at the good part. I have the education. is going to come down, but somewhere down along the line in the next few years, it's there, I'll be using it.
Good. As a member of the tradition of Western Pennsylvania baseball, what in the future would you like to see happen locally or on the whole towards baseball?
Well, right now it's hard to say. I like to see more teams in leagues, and I'd like to see more kids get involved with the biggest part, this part of around this Mercer County and Lawrence County, like especially Mercer, our kids. It hurts a lot of kids that want to come out, but when they come on the team, they're juniors and seniors. Both parents are working, so kids have to get a job, they get a car, they got to pay their own insurance. So when you have to pay your own insurance, it cuts your time out of being in sport.
As a member of the Western Pennsylvania tradition of baseball, what would you like to see happen in the future for the baseball teams around here or in high school? Or?
Well, it's going to be hard because kids have their own cars, parents are both working to pay insurance, they have one college, they have to work. So if you have to work, then it's going to be evenings. That sort of cuts your time out of playing major baseball or even high school ball, because all your balls played in meetings in high school. We just play meetings 2 days a week with one on Saturday and Sunday. So that cuts in your kid ball. Either I'm not going to be able to drive, I'm not going to play baseball, do I give up my car? Well, they'll give up baseball for the little car to be able to pay insurance, because you can't blame them. But still, there's kids that still manage to do it. They get a job, and they come out for baseball, and they get involved. Because baseball, the summer months helps if you have a high school team, which Mercer don't. It helps them. They have a little bit more time to play. It makes them better players. So it's like practice every day. This way they're in the league. I just wish something would be done. The kids could be involved more in sports in summer months instead of having to work. But our area is hard to get as far as jobs and what you're trying to do. So I'd like to see the kids get out and still have a job and get on the college one and college two.
Do you feel that there is enough teams, sponsors for teams, or should there be more involvement with the community?
Well, I think the community itself, we have the Legion sponsors us, but I think they give the kids something like when you win a championship. We took our winnings and we spent our own money to buy the coaches. The past 3 years, I buy the kids the plaques and whatever they deserve for winning. Now, we won $100 for the championship. That buys a trophy and maybe have a party. Well, the coaches chip in and we have a small party and we take money out of our own pockets. The sponsors, we sell lottery tickets to keep the team going for 3 years. It's expensive. It costs approximately to keep a team on the field a year right now to play ball in Legion. It costs you approximately $2,500 a year on umpires, baseballs, and stuff. Now, we had our kids chip in, some of the parents, and we bought our own uniforms last year because the Legion, we wanted to have enough money back for balls to play for the next 3 years. So I'd like to see more, well, like in Mercer here, I'd like to see more of the business, or in any small town like Mercer, the business would chip in and donate so much money to keep the team on the field in the summer months. Because you have to have insurance and all this. You can't put anybody in.